Hello, everybody, and welcome to our kickoff for the ERC 2019-20 season. I'm so excited to have you here. I know I've met quite a number of you on the Getting to Know You calls. There's a few of you I still need to meet on the Getting to Know You calls. And then there's a whole bunch of you from last year who I mostly are not here today, but I see Diana and I saw John earlier. Yay. And I'm just really excited about getting this going because I think that we have an exciting time together. And we have we always like to change the program up every year a little bit, you know, and incorporate things. So I'm excited to be part of your vision for your future, like what's holding you back from being at that vision, which is, you know, for many of you, it's energy. Some of you, it's your digestion, your blood sugar, it's health issues and some very serious health issues. And we want to work together with you as a team to help you and support you. So we have a team of coaches, and you're going to meet some of them tonight. We actually have about half as many coaches as we have people. So it's a really nice ratio when you're working in a group to have more or close to, you know, a 2-to-1 ratio of people to coaches is really a cool place to be. And I'm really excited, and I'm going to introduce you to some of those folks and let them tell you a little bit about you. Most of you have chosen and then been assigned to your coaching group, which meets once a month, usually the third week of the month. And each of the coaching teams has chosen a time, and you guys have selected those. And we've, as much as we could, given you your first choice, but we couldn't have one coaching group with 15 and another coaching group with 2. So we kind of cap the group size at about 6, or ideally 6, but sometimes up to 7. So if you didn't get your first choice, it was probably because the group that you chose was full already. And then some of you who are in gold or gold plus, and we even have one at the diamond level. I don't see her yet, but she's probably going to be here. And go ahead and, you know, just keep doing it in the attendees. And I'm very excited to be able to introduce you to all these folks. So those of you in gold and gold plus got assigned a gold coach, who you'll be meeting with extensively 1 to 2 times a month as we go on. In the beginning, it's going to be kind of call heavy, as I would say, because we all need to get to know you. And so everybody gets 2 calls right at the front, not even getting to know you. It's a comprehensive health assessment, and then also the review of that and putting together a plan with you for you. And if you're silver, that gets done by your group, your coaching team. And if you're gold or gold plus, it gets done with your private coach. So it's super exciting because then they create a plan, and then I review the plans. I or Angelica or Kimberly will all look together, and I'll introduce you to some of the key players that you're going to be. So is everybody excited to be here? Raise your hand if you're excited. Yeah? Excited for the changes that you're going to see over the year that we're together? Yes? Yes, looking forward to that. And we want to just be part of that. And we've put together what I think is a supercharged A1 coaching team to help you do that. So I want to start by introducing 2 people that can be instrumental in helping us to get, you know, kind of the organization and make sure that you get the care that you need, et cetera. So Angelica is going to be on all of our calls. And, you know, unless she has a vacation opportunity in the Bahamas, in which case we'll find a substitute for her. And she's going to help us by, you know, keeping track and taking notes for me. Because when I'm talking to someone and ideas come, if I stop to write them down, oftentimes I lose them. It's just my quirk about me. So she's going to be able to take notes and have them in your file. And I'll get to where those files are going to be so that you always have access. And Kimberly is kind of behind the scenes coaching the coaches, right? So I don't know if the word is coaching, mentoring the coaches and making sure they have everything they need to support you and find out what they may need to help you or, you know, be in touch with that in terms of strategy. And I'm there with the coaches meeting once a month and Kimberly and I will both be meeting with the coaches once a month. Kimberly will be providing some mentorship training type things, and I'll be helping with, hey, Barbara's having trouble with X. Is there anything else? I've done this, this, and this. Is there anything else we can do? So that's the kind of support you're going to have. So what I'm going to do is allow Kimberly and Angelica to just say hi and introduce themselves. And then we have a bunch of our coaches that are on, and I'm going to introduce you to whoever of our coaches is on and help. There you go. So I'll introduce you to whatever coaches we have on so you get to see them, but you'll each get to meet them, hopefully by the third week in September will be the first coaching calls. So I think I'll start with Kimberly. Kimberly, why don't you come on and just introduce yourself, tell everybody a little bit about you. And I will just say, Kimberly is also going to be leading a call that's going to be amazing on the ACEs study. So if you can, you know, share with them what you're going to be doing and then tell them a little bit about, like, give them a little teaser about what that call is going to be like so they don't miss it.
Sure. Well, I'm super excited to be here on the team with Rita Marie and the other amazing coaches. I've been studying with her for quite a few years. I actually have been a holistic health practitioner for 28 years. I've been a health coach for over a decade, and I actually had the privilege of training other health coaches. So when I got the opportunity to come on board and work with Rita Marie in this capacity to support our coaches, I jumped all over that. So here I am now in this new role, continuing to see clients in my private practice as well. My specialty is I'm a certified trauma therapist, and so I work with clients that have illness that's rooted in stress and trauma. So I love working with the really complicated cases, the people that have tried everything and nothing has worked because their nervous system is disrupted from early childhood trauma typically. So I'm going to be coming on and doing a call for you guys in a couple weeks, explaining how early childhood trauma disrupts our system and not only can lead to dis-ease as adults, but really disrupt our ability to heal that dis-ease. And so I'm excited to share that information with you and support the coaches this year as well. So I'm here for anybody that needs to get in touch with me. I'm available, happy to be supportive. You can get me through your coach if you need, or you can. I can always be found via email as well. So thank you for letting me be part of the group.
Thank you for being here. I'm really excited for you to be joining the team. So where's Angelica? Angelica joined our team, as I said, to really be a liaison and really a support on these calls. Those of you who have been with us for a few years, you've known that Lynn has been on. I know she's on tonight, but if Lynn has been with us for years, and Lynn decided she really wanted to focus on two things, building her own coaching practice, but also coaching in ours. So you're going to see her a lot. She's going to be doing some trainings with you, and she's going to be one of the gold coaches, and she's leading a coaching group because that's her real passion is working with people in that coaching capacity. So she's been like my right hand for I don't know how many years, and we've all appreciated her being there. But Angelica has really been amazing just the last few weeks. I guess it's a couple of months, but really very strongly seeing her her attention to detail and her just passion for helping over the last couple of weeks as we've been trying to get this program off the ground again. So Angelica, go ahead and say a few things about you.
Oh my gosh, I didn't have anything prepared. So this is going to be off the cuff. I'm actually in Dr. Rita Marie's practitioner program. I am in the process of getting my certification to do what she does. And so I'm kind of new to this community, but luckily I joined the team a few months ago, and I have the unique privilege of getting to be really close to all of you and to really shadow Dr. Rita Marie as she goes through coaching with you this year. And I'm just honored to be here and excited. And I want you guys to feel like I'm your happiness manager in this program. So yeah, that's what I'm putting in an unofficial request to change my title to that.
Thank you for that. I like that. Yeah, and she can be reached at angelica@drritamarie.com. Mostly if you're trying to reach anybody on our team, it's just their first name at drritamarie.com will get you directly to them. And Angelica is also, and as is Kimberly, in the certification program with Laura Fine for the energy healing pieces. And you'll learn more and more about that as we go along, how we can incorporate some of that. And I love the idea that they have that, which teaches a lot of good intuitive listening type skills to help you get over some of those early childhood traumas, but also some other things. Sometimes it's not a trauma that's early childhood, that, you know, divorce, rape, you know, things like that that have happened to you, loss of finances, whatever, that get locked in your nervous system and need to be released. So I love the fact that both of them have had that training, as has Jill and Janet. Where's Janet? And Lynn Rose and Lynn. So a lot of folks who are coaches with us have been in that training, and it's just an amazing, amazing training. All right. So we got those. Now I want to go through and introduce you to some of the coaches. So I'm just going to go in the order you're on my screen. So Janet, go ahead and introduce yourself. Janet's leading a group with Jill.
Yes, this is Jill's first year of working with a group. This is my third year, and I've been with the program over 4.5 years now. So very excited to be very deep into the program and to welcome you all. And I just want to say, by monitoring the chat, be patient just for a little bit. This doesn't normally happen. That goes a lot smoother than this, you know, with technology, things to move around. So keep touch with what's in the chat. We know you're there. We're going to get everything all straightened out for you in just a little bit so we can get rolling here and have a super great year. Thank you.
Yeah. And if anybody's still not able to get in as a panelist, phone listeners. So phone listeners can't come on anyway. So there's only 5. So it looks like there's 5 of you in, 35 of you here that can access their cameras. Yay. And 5 of you who are not. So that means we're only missing like a few people that didn't make it. Way to go, guys. This is amazing. So that's it. And next on my screen is, I'm going across, Jill. Yeah. Jill is teaming up with Janet, and it's her first year, but she has a lot of experience in the health. So tell them a little bit about your background, too.
Hi, everybody. I'm super excited to coach with Janet this year and with the people that are going to be on our team. I'm from Minnesota, and I've been working with people for about 15 years, largely doing a non-forceful chiropractic technique called BEST and other energy therapies. So also I'm in Rita Marie's practitioner program and have done Laura's transpersonal energy counseling program. And so I'm thrilled to be here. I'm excited and to get to know other people too.
Yeah. Thank you. And Lynn Rose.
There you go. Okay. Hi, I'm Lynn Rose. I've been in the NEPT program as well of Rita Marie's. I've been homeopath, that's what I usually do as my profession. I've been doing that for 15 years. And so I incorporate a lot of different modalities in that practice. And of course, nutrition is one of the biggest pieces of it, and all the other pillars that we all deal with during this course of the ERC. And so I'm looking forward to getting to know a new batch of people, and we'll see how this year goes.
And we're excited to have you back this year. And Lynn Rose is also was a registered nurse. And she, you're going to see her a lot in the chat whenever she comes on the calls, because she's always full of resources. She just always has a resource or a suggestion for so many things. So it's really a thrill to have you. And I'm so happy to have you back.
Busybody.
Busybody. There you go. Meddling. There you go. And then we have Patty.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here as well. This is my third year now with the ERC coaching, and I'm excited to be in the group again and just honored to be a part of this program. I'm working on the NEPT as well. Hopefully we'll have it finished up this year. And my background actually is executive chef. So I've been in the food industry and have studied food for probably 30 years. And so I can now take my passion for food and bring it together with the nutrition piece of it. So it's really exciting.
Yay. Thank you. And I'm happy to have you back.
Thank you.
And her partner, I don't see her on here, but her partner in the coaching group is Maria. And it's a great combination because Maria is a personal trainer and fitness group. So that food and fitness is a great combo.
Yeah, you have the perfect team, food and fitness. Yeah,
it's perfect. And then we have Valerie. Oops.
Valerie said she can't. She doesn't have a microphone.
Valerie Mills?
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, she has
it. Can
you hear me? Oh, okay. Yeah, I can. Okay.
Hi, this is my first year coaching. I will be working with Annette. I'm excited. I have a background in nursing. I love educating. I'm also in Dr. Rita Marie's NEPT program. I am transitioning to just this wonderful world of nutrition and herbs, and I'm just grateful to be here.
Yay, and we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
She's a real gut guru. So people who are having gut issues are going to be happy. She has she runs her own program on gut health. All right. Annette.
Shoot. Okay. So first off, I'd like to say, Lynn Lowe, I'm really glad you're safe. Glad to hear it.
Yes. Lynn Lowe lives in the Bahamas. So I texted her the other night as soon as I started seeing all that stuff. And she said, yes, you know, I'm not sure about my friends and family members, but I'm good.
Good. Yeah. Good to hear. Glad to hear that. Like Patty, this is also my third year. And Patty, we are going to get done. We will get certified this year. I'm looking forward to working with Valerie. And I've reviewed, we've already reviewed a lot of the files together. And real happy with the group we have so far. So it'll be a good year. Thank you.
Awesome. I'm so happy that you're back. And Annette is really like big in blood sugar. That's like her specialty, especially type 1 diabetes, but more so than that. She has a lot of, she's really cool.
Thank you.
All right. I don't see anybody else. Oh, no, I do. There's an arrow here. Two pages. Okay. So I finished with Annette. Okay. And Jill. Okay. Let me just look to see. Are there any coaches on that I've missed? Go ahead and open your mic and introduce yourself. Okay. Yeah. Nope. Okay. Great. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I hope you're excited about this year ahead. You have a lot of great support. One thing is you're in specific coaching groups, and each of the coaches will get an opportunity once a month, a different coach, to share a little presentation with you on something in their specialty. Like last year, I think Lynn Rose did one on EMS and, you know, what that does to you. And Annette did one on blood sugar and the different types of diabetes. And everybody's had a different one that they're doing. So you get to meet all of them, and then they're open for Q&A. So it's a short presentation with an open Q&A. So you'll be able to ask questions of anybody, any of the coaches in the program throughout the year. And some of them will come on our Vital community, which is something that you all have access to. That's our community that has a monthly health topic and a monthly kitchen call and a monthly Q&A. And the coaches are going to be doing more and more of the health topics to share their specific expertise. So I'm super excited about that. Yay. So we're going to get into tonight. I'm just give you a rundown of what I want to cover. But then I want everybody to get a chance to do a brief, keyword brief, or we'd be here for 3 hours if everybody does 5 minutes, you know? So I want to make sure that that's brief, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it because I want you guys to get to know each other. You will over the course of the year, but if there's anybody that strikes you as, oh, she's in the same town as me, or, wow, we have similar background, then I want you to make notes of that because those are people you can reach out to. And we've had a lot of great friendships that have formed over the course of the years we're doing ERC. So we're going to do that next. But after that, I want to go through some of the stuff on schedule and some of the things we keep getting questions about. What are the virtual retreats? What does that mean? Additional calls you have access to. The newsletter, we're going to start that tomorrow. So you'll start to get a weekly newsletter. The importance of commitment and goal setting. We'll look at the calendar, monthly content. You know, I'll tell you what those are about, the monthly content calls. We'll talk about your Google Drive and the importance of that and how important it is to keep that up to date, because it's a central place where your coaches and I can share information and really support you in a deep way. And then something we call the health tracker, which I went over with Jenny the other day. Ask if help. So I want to ask, I'll ask this up front. So you're going to have this access to this Google Drive, and that's where we're going to store something we call your Master Health Tracker. You'll find out more about that. I'll share with that what it, that is later. And we have a whole retreat day devoted to helping you to fill that out and see what that is. And that's basically a document that I created to help you become your own health doctor, your own, you know, in control of your own health over many years to come, where you could keep all your health information. But what I'm asking is, we send out emails, we'll send out some reminder emails, we'll send out a newsletter. And what I was thinking would be great is at the end of each newsletter, end of each email, would it be helpful to you if we put the link to get into the site with your user ID and password? Who thinks that would be helpful? So you don't have to go look it up. Is anybody opposed to that? No? Okay. And then also have the Google Drive link so you don't have to go, you know, frantically looking for it when you're trying to get in. All right. So I personally want to do that just because I find when I'm in a program and they send me, happening, it's starting in 5 minutes. And I'm like, where's my user ID? Where's my password? How do I get in? And I'm like scrambling around. So that's why. Okay, great. So that's the format. So we're going to do intros next. And here's the deal to keep this quick, right? 30 seconds, basically. Your name, where you're from, and something unique about you, or something that you're passionate about, or, you know, something that just lets us get to know you a little bit below the surface, right? And we'll be getting on and we'll share what your goals are. And I know on the getting to know you calls, you got to know each other a little bit by, you know, I have this problem or I have that problem. But that's the way I want to start this. Does everybody think they can do that in 30 seconds? It's going to be a challenge. All right. So we're going to start up in my upper left-hand corner, which is Marilyn. I'm going to unmute you.
Oh, okay. So I'm unmuted now?
You are.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, everyone. Hi, Dr. Marie. It's good to be here. My name is Marilyn Selsky. I live at the top of Vancouver Island in British Columbia, Canada. And I guess I've been here for about 30 years. I used to live in Vancouver. And I guess I'm passionate just about outdoors and outdoor living. And I've been a sailor for years and sailed the whole West Coast and done a boat for a while. And so that's about it.
Awesome. Perfect. Perfect timing too. Thank you. That really gives me an insight into you, a sailor. Yay. Marion.
Hi, I guess I'm unmuted.
You're unmuted.
Cool. My name's Marion Ray. Little area of California called Silicon Valley. And what I'm absolutely passionate about is animals. I've been a pet sitter for 20 and a half years now.
Wow. Love it.
Professionally
pet sitter. Awesome. Love it. Thank you, Marion. All right, Dawn.
Hi.
Did you say John, Marie?
Oh, I said Dawn.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay. I wasn't hearing anybody. So.
They sound together. You'll be there soon. Dawn.
Dawn. Yes. I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I've been a volunteer with the senior hiking program. I lead hikes in the mountains in the summer and the desert in the winter and create new hikes.
Oh, how awesome. Wow. I love that all of you are so active. It's great, you know? All right. Donna.
Hello. My name is Donna Thomas. I am from Illinois, and along with being a cat lady, and dog lady and every other animal. I'm really good at Legos.
I love that. Last year she showed us her Lego creations when we were doing the fun module, and it was so fun to watch. Thank you. All right, Diana.
Unmute. Okay. I'm Diana, and I'm from Challis, Idaho, up in the Central Mountains. And my passion is I grow my own food and medicine, and I make my own medicines, and I share them locally at our farmer's market when I'm healthy enough to do it. And this last year, in my first year of ERC, I was able to continue with my dream, which was to continue. And I'm still here to do it, so I'm well on my way.
Awesome. Thank you. She shared her garden on one of our calls. She took her computer out and just showed us and picked things. It was so awesome.
For those that actually get on the Facebook page, I do post pictures and little tutorials and explanations and answer questions.
Yeah, she taught us how to make a tincture one. Thank you. Yeah. All right, well, Heather.
Hi, Heather O'Brophy. I'm in Rio Vista, California, which is Northern California in the Delta area between San Francisco Bay and Sacramento. And I'm passionate about learning, but that encompasses a whole lot of things in my life. But when I'm not busy doing all my homework with this program, I'm an artist. Some of my artwork's hanging on the wall behind me. And play hammer dulcimer and all kinds of stuff, but mostly learning.
I love that. You're going to have to meet Sarah, who's another one of our artists.
Great.
Thank you. John now.
All right. Hey, everybody. John, I'm in Denver, Colorado. And aside from being passionate about the Green Bay Packers, who kick off in about an hour against the Chicago Bears, like others, I'm pretty passionate about the outdoors. Do a lot of hiking and biking and skiing and golfing and all that stuff. So looking forward over the next year to be getting back to as much of that kind of stuff as I can.
Beautiful. Thank you.
For all of your help.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jeannie.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Rademacher. I live in the Cincinnati, Ohio area, and I always have said that my health is my habit. You know, I spend a lot of time, I research a lot, because I'm a breast cancer survivor of 9 years now, and I have 6 grandchildren and my grandchildren and my husband and my kids, that's my why, you know, that's why I spend so much time on my health, because I want to be around for a long, long time to spend time with them.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jeannie. Paula.
Hi, everyone. I'm Paula Stiefel, and I'm in North Central Illinois. One of the unique things I do is grow orchids. I also love the outdoors and growing lots of different flowers. My passion is researching health. I've been on that journey for many, many years and look forward to continuing it. This is my 3rd year in ERC.
Beautiful. Thank you, Paula. We're so happy to have you back. And Kelly, it's so good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's great to see you. My name's Kelly Myers. I'm in Metro Detroit, Michigan. This is actually my 5th year in ERC, but I wasn't real involved the last couple of years. Excuse me. So I'm looking forward to being more involved this year. What am I passionate about? I'm passionate about personal growth. I'm passionate about nature, animals, helping people. And yeah.
That's beautiful. Kelly, for those of you who don't know Kelly, she is a PhD in psychology, so she has a psychology practice and energy medicine. She's certified with the Donna Eden Energy Medicine. So you're too modest to share those things, but I wanted to share those for you. I hope that's okay.
Of course, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, good to be here.
Judy.
Hi. I'm Judy Jones from Orange, California, though originally from Tennessee, as you can tell by the accent. I'm a semi-retired computer geek, which has a lot to do with my physical challenges I have. I'm very overweight and looking forward to working on that, among other things, this year.
Awesome.
Passions, music in any form. And I'm not a physical person, outdoors person. I'd like to be that again.
All right. We'll get you there. Let's work on that.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you. And if you're a computer geek, you will have no problem picking up the master tracker and the Google Drive.
Oh, yeah. Used Google Drive before.
Okay, cool. And Rich.
Hi, my name is Rich Cotteropo. My close friends call me Ricardo. I'm from Seacoast, New Hampshire. And I've been with the ERC now. This is my third year coming up. And I'm an avid athlete, particularly in the evenings. I love to dance. I do ballroom dancing, swing dancing for long periods of time, which I enjoy greatly. I'm also enjoy a lot of the outdoors, as others have spoken. I'm a very avid downhill skier, which I spend a lot of hours on. And my latest enjoyment in sports is some of these sprint triathlons where you swim, bike, and run. That's my latest addition to my outdoor activities.
Yay. Awesome. 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 Thank you. Okay, Jenny. There you go. Good.
Hi. My name's Jenny Vanier. I am in East Wenatchee, Washington, which is central Washington. I wanted to give out a shout out to Maryland because I have dual citizenship and lived in BC for 13 years and I miss Canada very much. Although I was born and raised in East Wenatchee, and I don't have a spleen, and that's not really a passion, but it qualifies me as being a person with a compromised immune system. And after meeting Dr. Rita Marie, I thought that maybe there would be a great chance of me to learning whether or not that is going to compromise my future years. So I'm very much looking forward to going through the program and discovering as much as possible.
Awesome. Thank you, Jenny. And what's one of your passions? Because I know them, but I want you to share.
Oh, gosh. I struggle with picking out one. I'm an artist and a writer, but I think that over the years, as I've started to feel less and less well, you start to lose that knowledge of what exactly you're passionate about because you just don't feel that great. So I'm hoping to rediscover my passions.
Great. Great. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to try this again because I know every year there's one person with a name I have a hard time saying. Parjanya.
Yes.
Close?
You got it.
I got it? Woohoo!
Yay. Don't think about it.
Yay. Woohoo. Parjanya, Parjanya, Parjanya. Say it six times fast. All right. Okay. Yeah. So tell us about you.
So I'm Parjanya Ishaya. At this point in time, I am living in Huntington Beach, California, which is Southern California, and hoping to move to San Diego area, Ocean Beach in particular. So if anybody knows anybody who's looking for a fantastic housemate, that would be me. Okay, so my so many passions. The beach, walking on the beach. Being out in nature, which I haven't felt well enough to do in some time. What I can do indoors when I have space and love to do is play with gemstones. I make beautiful jewelry. So I will say I'm an artist, and colors and shapes and textures, those are my passions.
Mm, beautiful. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. I didn't know that about you. Okay, so Susanna.
Hi, I'm Susanna, and I live in Austin, Texas. And like just about every other person in Austin, Texas, I am a part-time professional musician, among other things. And that's one of my passions. Another passion is just a lot of different aspects about healthy living habits. And I also am a retired teacher, still working with kids, and working with kids is still part of my passion.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Barbara. Oops, I thought I unmuted you. Sometimes I can't unmute people. Try yourself. There you go. Whoops, she disappeared. Did she go to the second page?
Yeah.
There you are. Huh. She's there. You trying to unmute? Let me see if I can unmute you.
Okay.
There you are. You're unmuted.
I'm sorry. I'm on an iPad and it's not, doesn't work the same as the laptop. My name is Barbara Dunn. I'm from Cookeville, Tennessee, which is Middle Tennessee. It's almost smack dab in the state, north, south, east, and west. I'm passionate about education, but particularly languages and culture. I've taught, well, first of all, I homeschooled 4 boys, and then I've taught all ages from preschool to university level, primarily languages. But what I was really passionate about is bringing people from other countries together through food and creating an environment where you can really learn a lot about each other. We hosted young men, so I would have as many as 7 from different countries speaking different languages, and they're forced to talk with each other through English. And a lot of that happened around the table eating. So, but of late, my passions are health, and that also centers around food.
That's beautiful. I love that. Awesome. Very unique. Okay, Annie.
Hi. My name's Annie, and I live near San Francisco, and my passion right now is happening to me. It's like an awakening and a radical transition and transformation, getting to my passion and purpose through caring for family and kids and my folks and health tragedies. It's kind of like this full circle of all my interests of life, from aesthetics and design and architecture and food and farming, all this stuff, 4-H is all kind of coming together in a chunk of property in Costa Rica that found me. And the money showed up, and I'm creating a sustainability longevity learning lab of, you know, personal sustainability and global sustainability, leading by example. And it's extraordinary. I didn't plan any of this. It's just taking off, and it's been so much fun. So I'm doing this because, one, I have to be able to walk the talk. I've gotten myself halfway there, but I've been plateaued for 1.5 years. And my energy is in the tanker, and I have so much in my head that I need to sleep only 3 or 4 hours a day, and I could sleep 12 right now. So so anyway, that's it. I'm out to save the world, I guess, through health and, you know, lifestyle.
Wonderful. I love that. I love your whole vision.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Lynn, Lowe.
Hi. I'm Lynn. I live in Nassau, Bahamas, and I'm passionate about a few things. I love the ocean, as long as it's not a tsunami-like hurricane. I'm passionate about how I combine my work. I'm a neuromuscular therapist. Well, I combine lots of therapies, and I think my gift is how I'm able to combine clinical work with more energetic, gentler work. And I want to keep developing that on both sides of that, more clinical. Like, I just learned needling, dry needling, and that's kind of cool. But I also combined it with gentler energy work after. And an exciting thing is I started my first little organic farm last year. This is my 4th year, but I'm considering it my 3rd because last year was pretty intense. And I really wasn't involved. So I'm looking forward to being involved here.
Hey, exciting, exciting. I love it. I love the combinations of software. All right. Where are we? Okay. Okay, so let me go to the second page. Sometimes people slip around, so all right, so I got all of you. Second page. I think I got everybody. Is there anybody I missed? If you're on the phone, I guess you can't raise your hand and talk. Oh, I see Lou. Let me let Lou in. He's a panelist. And then Lou should be. Oh. All right. Did Lou get promoted to go? Okay, let's open Lynn. Lou, can you open up your line? Where is she? There's so many people on, I can't see. Okay, we got a lot of noise in your background. Go ahead and just mute yourself. So I don't want to necessarily mute everyone. Well, maybe I'll mute myself. Okay, I'll make sure I mute myself for a second till somebody handles the dog. Somebody came to the door or something. All right, so who else? Kelly, I got Lou. Okay, Lou.
We lost Lou for a moment.
Yeah, Lou looks like she's there and she's co-host guest, but it doesn't let me say, and you can only do that, Angelica. Doesn't let me say, ask she's, to start video.
She's with us. She's, I unmuted her. Lou, can you hear us?
Is there a button that you can press that says ask to start video?
No.
No? Okay, no. So maybe she's on the phone. Okay. Well, Luke, just go ahead and, you know, pop in if you can speak, because you are unmuted. All right. I think I got everybody. So thank you guys for your shares. I think that was awesome. And it's really nice to kind of get to know each other as the year goes on and you have your small groups. You'll really get to know the people in